Don't you put on that makeup. We ain't going nowhere. And as we watch as the sunset, don't you put on that makeup. We ain't going nowhere. Let's just sit on this poor swing. And as we watch as the sunset, in hopes of holding time.
Max, woo! I love the new theme song.
Yeah, it's our new theme song. Yes. Thank you, Will, for writing that for us.
Sure could have used that during our Dallas Love is Blind episodes, I tell you what.
Yeah, that would have been good.
The highlight of the season.
Yeah.
You say, Max, your voice has changed. You really...
you put out a makeup. Sunset.
Oh my God, bro, you're horny as fuck.
I'm country as fuck, thank you.
I love all these country songs. Sitting on a porch, watching the sunset, watching the horses run.
While you encapsulate feminine stereotypes, well, I do masculine stereotypes.
Sipping on a bud in the back of my Ford.
While you slave over that hot stove, wearing an apron. This is my masculine fantasy.
Those denim short shorts. It's what I see in my dreams.
You're gonna make five babies for me.
Coming home at 3 a.m. Seeing dinner in the fridge.
I'm stinking up perfume. You're gonna pretend not to notice. This is my fantasy.
'Cause I'm a good old country boy.
I think we have a new business to go into.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Ben, I think we just watched the series finale of Are You the One? Yeah, I mean, the season finale of Are You the One?
It was a good run while it lasted.
Yes.
R.I.P. Wow. How can you show fights in trailers, but then not show them in the actual show? You know, that's like, to me, there's just something about that where it's like, okay, so you want people to watch it for the fights, but then you're not showing them. I don't get that.
It's called a bait and switch, but I'm not sure what the intent was.
Yeah, what's the end game with the bait and switch? Well,
they're trying to educate us. They want us to see people grow so we can grow. Paramount Plus is trying to educate the viewers. I feel a lot more vulnerable watching these people grow.
Yes.
Through being on a reality TV show through Yentas and Matchmakers.
I've learned a lot about how people love their families. And
yes.
How people think that they're compatible with someone because they make me laugh. You know, like these are things we've learned throughout the process.
I've learned that being abstinent is boring. That is one thing that I have definitely learned.
Yeah. I have learned that handshakes are foreplay for some people.
That is true.
Yeah. Did not know that before this season.
I've learned that asking to kiss someone is not forward.
Uh, Angelic in the chat says, why not both fights and growth? Hey, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I can get. Yeah.
This episode was very quick. I mean, I felt like it was actually like a few minutes shorter than all the other episodes. I feel like because nothing happened and they couldn't even put in fluff. It was just like, so they had one match ceremony and we even built it an extra one in case they didn't get it. And then they got, we thought that maybe there were going to be two more episodes.
Yeah.
But no, this was the finale. They didn't even like. No, let
it's
it
because
be
I think it's because they said you have 2 weeks left to figure it out, but then they figured it out a week early.
So I don't
pack it up and go
home. I think they said there were two more ceremonies.
Yes. Oh, weeks. Well, yeah, ceremonies weeks, you know. It's like that's how I see it in episode version in my head. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think it was always going to be this way, that it was like you were going to have one ceremony, and then if you didn't get it, you were just going to quickly go back into the house and then have like 30 minutes and then quickly just go back out into the have one more ceremony. I don't think it was going to be like
that. Yeah, much like more time. They budget for a certain number of episodes or something. Yeah.
No, I don't think they were going to have one more episode. I think it was still going to be 10 episodes. I think that they were just going to go back into the house for 30 minutes and quickly get one more ceremony. Like, you get like a bonus ceremony. That's what Cammy made it sound like.
That's even worse than.
Yes.
That is the case. I don't like that.
Yes. Brendan is in the chat. He says, this season, you can now get chosen for the next show, The Challenge, and new one, The Cuddler.
What is The Cuddler?
Yeah, he's making fun of people on the show for just cuddling. Did you realize that the Boom Boom Room just completely disappeared? Like,
it
we just
disappeared
didn't see
with
the Boom
Brendan.
Boom Room?
Yeah.
With Brendan.
Yeah. He takes it with him when he leaves.
Business was no longer booming.
Business is booming.
Yeah, business was closed. Booming was closed.
It does sound like business was booming, though. From what I see on Twitter, there were people still hooking up, but they're just not showing it.
Wait, people were hooking up?
Yes, apparently. Look, there were things on Twitter said about how, you know, Jordan was saying things got pretty spicy with Eduardo after their date that night and
what?
All that. Yeah, there's some things out there. Yeah.
Wow. That is good to know.
See, Brendan is in the chat. He says, it came with me. So, yes, he is in sync with the Boom Boom Room. They come together.
Yeah, so apparently Jordan and Eduardo both claim. Since they both claim, we can talk about it because we have two people agreeing on something on Twitter. yes. If we have people fighting, we no longer talk about it. I just want to say we are on no one's side on Twitter between the beefs.
Yes.
We don't want to let anyone know. We only know the cast. We're on no one's side. But this apparently they hooked up. Why we weren't shown this, we don't know. We need more handshake time.
We're like their parents, you know. We can't choose a side, but really, like deep down in, we kind of have, but we would never say it out loud.
Yeah, we would never say.
like we know who our favorite children.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah, our favorite is Brendan. I mean, we have no favorites.
Brendan and Julia Ruth.
Brendan, anyone blonde? Specifically, Brendan. He's so hot. He's a DJ. His name is Brendan. Oh, we have no favorites.
We're totally unbiased.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. What happened? I don't know. But we'll talk about the episode, I guess. We can do that.
Yeah, it'll take all but 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah. So after the match ceremony, we get Akel and Nisa, and Akel is like, why is it that at after every ceremony you say that we're just friends? And it's like, maybe you should get the hint that maybe she just sees you as friends, you know?
Yeah.
Because you've had eight ceremonies. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe she just wants to be friends. I don't know.
Probably.
Do you think that maybe you need to ask someone something nine times? No, I think maybe ninth time's the charm.
Yes.
Yeah, ninth time's the charm. That's the magic number.
Do the same thing over and over again and get a different result on the ninth time. That's how that's the phrase. Yeah.
Ninth time publicly doing the magic handshake, and then that's the way to win to win the woman of your dreams over.
It's like a fairy tale.
Yes. But then she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to put eggs in one basket. Like, I really think my perfect match could be Leo or Raquel. Like, I want to make sure I know who my match is. You know, maybe she's really taking this match thing seriously. You know, it seems that she doesn't want to kiss someone until she knows who her perfect match is, or maybe she doesn't want to kiss someone on her TV, but on the TV, because then her parents might see, you know,
it's a good rule of thumb. You know, you gotta just go for someone who you love, you know, don't handshake someone unless you love them. Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to teach my kids one day. Don't touch anyone unless you're in love.
You know how some people don't want to have sex on TV because then a lot of people have seen them have sex?
Right. Big Brother cast excluded.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe Anissa, she doesn't want to have people see her kiss someone.
Could be. Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's not a good look having people see you kiss.
Maybe she kisses weird though. Maybe she has to do like a sideways.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a weird kisser. It's really embarrassing. Maybe she like snorts when she kisses.
Maybe she only does tongue. She doesn't like to touch lips. She only likes to touch.
Oh, she does the washing machine.
Yeah.
Yes, we've gone over that before. Yeah, this is weird. It always comes up.
It always comes up.
It always comes up. It's weird. Huh?
Common denominator.
Yeah. It comes up when Mikey brings this up, how Will and Do are most certainly a match, even though Do absolutely hates Will. Really funny. We had sussed this out last episode, how mathematically Will and Do have to be a match.
They're a match. Yep.
Opposites attract.
That's right.
People who hate each other usually turn out being a perfect match. That's how it works out in the real world, you know?
Yep. Me and my wife hate each other's guts.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend hate each other. Me and Ben hate each other.
Hate each other. Match made in heaven, though.
I know.
Peanut butter and jelly, baby.
There, we hate each other.
Like, not even a little. Like, it's a vitriol hate. Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. Hamudi hosts a speed date round, and he says something that really stood out to me. He says, some people have never spoken before. Or have never really spoken before. That's really good, guys. That's really impressive.
I love it. I love that. That's one of the best things to happen on this season, is that we get to the finale, and there's still some people going, what's your name?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Where are you from? Are you in the crew?
The speed dating thing, I feel like, Angelica has a comment. Why are they speed dating week 9? It usually occurs like week 4, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's usually a half season moment where they do that. These guys are doing it week 9.
Do you guys want to do like icebreakers so we can all get to know each other?
Yeah. Let's all say our name and what animal we feel like we would be if we were an animal.
What color is your toothbrush?
Oh my God, your toothbrush is red too. We might be a match.
Yeah, the speed dating, I was like, these are very basic conversations that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're going to find your perfect match with those types of convos.
Well, they do, okay?
They do.
They do. Courtney tries to unravel Eduardo. Danielle and Moody think they could be a match. Do and Will start to talk and think they have more in common than they think. She even says in confessional that she thinks that Will could be our match, okay? Everybody starts to match up. It was the speed dating.
Do and Will actually do have things in common. They both hate each other.
Yes.
And that is, look, they might be a match.
They could.
You guys have that thing that's in common. You hate each other.
Do you know what we have in common, Ben?
What's that?
Hats? Hating these challenges have to watch every week.
I thought it was hats.
Yeah. Hats. We do wear hats.
But yes, I agree. The tile, the fucking tiles.
Yes.
All I wrote in my notes was the fucking tiles.
Tiles.
And then I didn't write anything else for the whole channel.
Well, at least the tiles are fucking. At least someone's fucking. So yeah. The tiles.
Yeah, the tiles, they keep them in storage in the boom boom room. So.
Yeah, the tiles are in the boom boom room. So it was, who has shown the most growth? And basically everyone says Leo, Hamoudi, Cece, a little Danielle. But Danielle had this to say about Dew.
We're still stuck on day one. But it's okay, baby. You're so strong-minded. I love it.
Danielle didn't think that Dew has done any growth. She thinks that she's stuck in the mud a little bit. Like a red Ford truck. She's stuck in the mud on day one. Gonna have to call AAA because I forgot my jack at home. And to be honest, I don't actually know how to change a tire. But don't tell my boys back home. Hopefully you're in the kitchen making me a pie.
Just tell the boys back home that I pushed the truck out myself.
Thank you, Dew, because you're the girl my dreams now that we're a perfect match. So Leo has grown the most, which is impressive because he's already like 6'6 or something.
I mean, know.
He's going to have heart conditions if he grows anymore. It's going to get dangerous. You know, you don't want to be too much taller.
He does have a big heart. We know that.
Yeah.
We don't want it to explode.
Yeah. So he picks Anissa, and then he picks Roz and Mikey to go on the date. People are mad, you know? Jordan.
More like Jordan.
She damns him. She says strategically he should have picked Roz to go on a date with him, Jordan and Eduardo, or Akel and Anissa.
Leo, you fumbled the ball.
That's that's what Rob Riegel said when he missed his last putt on Hoy Moly lost. Yeah.
That's too bad.
That was a Rob Riegel soundbite.
Classic Rob Riegel voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Akel looked like simultaneously heartbroken and like he was gonna kill someone after Leo picked the dates.
Yeah.
He's not happy about this.
Poor Akel. He's like, who am I gonna do a handshake with tonight?
I know. Who am I gonna kiss on the forehead?
All the girls later that night, Akel, my eyes are down here.
We go on this date. It's very different than what they do normally. They get to sit on the side of a pool and drink alcohol. It's very different than what they do every day.
Whoa, this is an
extraordinary date.
Rager.
Wow.
Party. Yeah.
Anissa and Leo, they get a little handsy. He puts his hand on her knee. And he has to kiss her, but she says, stop. And this is where he does the thing where he's like, now you know I'm not a forward guy because I asked to kiss you.
He's not a forward. He's a point guard, right?
Yeah, I think he's a point guard.
I think. It's deep brain shooter. Yeah, so yeah. I don't think he's a forward.
Mikey and Roz, he just compliments her and then they eat oysters. That's what I got from that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I wrote down too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
I see the aphrodisiacs really worked on them.
Still better than off-roading or parasailing. I'll give them that.
So Roz and Mikey go to the truth booth, and they're not a match.
Duh.
Oh, I was heartbroken.
We've done it again.
Damn.
Next day, they decide to strategize. They set up logical trees to figure this out. Why did it take them so long to set up logical trees? You think they could have been planting logical trees this whole time?
Yes, they could have easily been.
They figure out that week two is the key, and they bank on Akel and Anissa being the perfect match. Well, no shit, okay? None of you could figure out a cool, perfect handshake, you know?
That's the downfall. If everybody had thought of a fun little handshake that they could have done with each other, I think we would end up with all the beams on week one.
Yeah.
Easily.
I really didn't see Courtney and Eduardo becoming a perfect match. That I think that was the one that kind of surprised me the most. But then I guess they're both like career driven, and then it kind of made the most sense to me.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it was because we'd never seen them talk. So that was why I was like, I had never considered them to be a perfect match because we'd never seen them have a conversation.
Sometimes this does happen on other seasons of Are You the One Too, where you'll be like, wait, it was those two together the whole time. And they like didn't have an edit either, like for most of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it makes sense because we even saw them say, hey, we've never talked before. And it's like, wait, you never really, like, it's like, oh, we've talked, but we've never really talked. And I'm like, oh, because you've never really talked, we were never shown it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why it was surprising. But why did the Yentas put them together?
I don't know.
Matchmaker make them a match?
I don't know.
Why did Matchmaker find them a find? Catch them a catch.
It was weird when Leo started talking about how he really wanted to get that $750,000, and then he started going, "If I were a rich man."
Yeah, that's amazing.
Although Leo's probably not the best choice from that group. Does his family own golf courses?
Fuck that shit. That's some fucking hoe ass shit, bro.
We get to the match ceremony. So this is the ninth ceremony, and if they don't get it right this time, they're gonna go back into the house and they have one more time to get it right. So in Leo terms, they get a mulligan if they fuck this up.
Yes.
They have a built-in mulligan because it wouldn't be fun if they didn't get it right.
They gave this cast a handicap for this season.
Yes, in Leo terms.
In Leo terms.
Okay, so Will picks Du. Du seems okay with it for the team. She finally accepted her destiny.
Yeah, I totally expected the editors to like edit together chopped pieces of what she said to make it seem like, yes,
yeah.
I like Will. I think Will and I are a perfect match.
I expected there to be like a stunt double wearing like a Du wig.
Yes.
But we see her like sitting down by mistake in like another shot. Do you think Du and Will are still together to this day?
Yeah, I think they're married with kids.
Yes.
I think she's they're in Oklahoma and they have a farm and a big Ford truck and a case of buds.
Beautiful. Mikey picks Jordan. They got to talking and they like that they are both hardworking, ambitious people.
Wow.
Fascinating.
So you're saying you like money too, because I like money.
Wow.
This could be a perfect match.
Man, those matchmakers, they work hard. Cupids
with their arrows, they're flinging them right and left.
Moody picks Danielle. He's like, I want to be number seven in your rotation. You got six guys. I want to be number seven.
Lucky number seven.
Seven. Mickey Mantle, baby. Let's do it. Nathan picks Cece. She says he's actually a sweet person. It's always good when you put a qualifier. He's actually a sweet guy.
Like, I thought he was a huge piece of shit at first.
He's actually,
like, not a piece of shit.
I know he sucks, but he's actually a nice guy.
So sweet.
He's not okay, but he's actually all right. Eduardo picks Courtney. He says he sees the beauty and amazingness in this woman, and they both cherish loyalty, respect, and the fact that UFOs are real. You know, that was something important for him. That's and the matchmakers beautiful. Definitely picked someone who believed in aliens.
I'm just glad it worked out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Leo picks Roz. I want to say something. You know, Cammy really has been fumbling the ball, to put this in Mikey terms, for Leo the whole season as host, and she really messed this up. She says that Leo was voted most vulnerable today. Leo was not voted most vulnerable. He was voted most grown. Thank you very much. It was who grew the most over the season, not who was most vulnerable. So she made an error.
Wow. Strike one.
She doesn't have a lot. She doesn't have a lot to do, Ben. All she does is go, okay, cast. You will win. Say it with me. $750,000. Yeah. We have beams.
I liked it when the hosts chastised them. I missed that.
Yeah, she doesn't even chastise them.
I liked it when they went bad. You go over
there. I want her to go bad.
You sit in the corner. You go sit in the corner. Think about what you guys did, and then the whole cast goes over to the corner. The whole cast goes over and they sit in the corner like this, all huddled up. And she's like, "You stay there. You think about what you did."
All she does is go, apologize. Are you going to apologize for fighting earlier? We don't do fighting on this show. We grow and talk about how much family is important to us.
Boring.
Next.
What is this, Barney?
Yeah. Akel picks Anissa. She says, he shows me what I deserve. He's like, he says we're a perfect match. Yeah, okay, cool. And then we get to the beams, and they win!
Yay!
Well, I was impressed.
You were?
I mean, it did look many times like they weren't going to get it.
That's true. Well, they did black out. They didn't get all of it.
That's true. They did fail to get the million, but they did get it. Did you see when Will got champagne poured like directly into his eyes?
No.
Uh-huh. He was getting champagne poured on him. I mean, his eyes were closed, but he was getting champagne poured on his face. And I was like, I feel like even when he opens his eyes, like the champagne is just going to go right into them.
Yeah. Picturing it's a good old cool bud.
Yeah. They should have given them goggles if they were going to be pouring champagne on themselves.
Sitting in a waterfall of Budweiser.
While you're stuck in that fridge back with more Budweiser for me.
My stomach's so full, Budweiser. But I know my wife Dew is at home cooking me that cornbread.
Oh, Taylor. Anissa says she loves Akel. They both go hard for the person they want to be with. She loves that he is her match. He went hard for the person he wanted to be with.
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. Do we think they're still together?
Yeah, they're married with kids.
Yeah.
The whole, actually, the whole cast.
Do we know if, has anybody from the cast, are Leo and Brooke together?
Actually, I don't know if we know this. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, there was speculation. We speculated
they were together.
Golf event in Arizona that they were at together.
I think it was California. They were at the Genesis.
California. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they were at the Genesis Invitational. I think you were confused that they were at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. They were not at that one together.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know golf tournaments.
Yes. Oh, Angelic says no one has confirmed anything since the finale aired.
But we'll never know. It'll be a mystery.
Do we have any math? Do we know that all these couples are 100% matches?
Let me check.
I'm going to say Akela and Issa are 100% a match. Leo and Roz, 100% a match.
Okay, this actually says...
Did you get the joke that I'm doing?
Yes, this actually says Do and Will are 0% match. It's great. I don't know what happened.
What?
Yeah. It's really weird.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I love it. The Are You the One math account did post just all greens, all 100%. Thanks.
Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us this season. We did have a good time recapping. Always fun to recap reality shows. We do think that when we take over production for Are You the One, we're going to make a few tweaks, and we will accept the position. We do think this was a great cast. We think that they were hidden from us and that it was a crime. We just want to thank first and foremost Brendan for existing and whoever birthed him. We want to thank
Julia
Ruth. We want to thank Julia Ruth, but mostly Brendan for being so dreamy. We don't have any favorites, Brendan. Brendan.
Business is booming.
Yeah, just Brendan and everybody, Brendan.
All right, you got to pick one person to go on Brendan. The challenge. One person to go on the challenge.
Oh, well, we know Taylor deserves it because she's the challenge beast of the season.
It's true. It's true. All those tiles on the challenge.
Dude, she's so good at tiles, dude.
If, you know, tiles prepare you for the hall brawl. They really do.
Yeah. Really and she would bring a lot of drama, and she's pretty indignant too.
Yeah.
I think Leo, he's athletic and he could get pretty messy too.
Leo could be good on the challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we missing anyone?
Brendan.
Brendan.
Julia Ruth. Julia Ruth, too. Julia I would love Ruth. On the challenge.
Yeah. That could be fun.
Yeah. Maybe Akel and Anissa on like an X's season together. How about Will and Do on like an X's season together?
That would be good.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Think about the kids, baby.
Yeah, because that's how they started bringing Are You the One cast members on. They brought them on for like X's seasons, and it was like really amazing. It was so funny. Like they had like Adam and Brittany on and stuff. It was so funny. But yeah, you know, we'll see if they bring any on for, I mean, it would make sense to bring them on as rookies, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be bright eyed, bushy tailed looking out for them.
For
the rest of you, check us out next week, March 24th, Friday, Love is Blind season 4. Our recaps start. We are so excited. And be sure to check us out on Patreon, right. Love Center, our Patreon exclusive recaps. We recap the whole week, break down the social media. our predictions and bonus content. You can only check that out at patreon.com/realityalert. You definitely want to check that out and support our podcast. We devote so many hours to this. It starts at $5, but there are higher tiers where you get even more content. But it starts at only the price of like a cup of coffee. And we have over 50 podcasts that you gain access to. Patreon.com/realityalert. We could really use your support so we can keep doing this. Thank you. Ben, anything else today?
Yeah, check out our Perfect Match interview with Nick Ulenhout, which is up on our YouTube channel. That's a fun interview. We have another tentative interview scheduled for this Friday. May or may not happen, but keep an eye out for it from a Perfect Match cast member. So that's about it for the rest of this week.
That's at youtube.com/realityalert. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube so you can check out all of our upcoming stuff. And if you want to join us live, and also follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. We post memes, we post clips from the podcast, we have drinking games, and that's a good way for us to get interviews. So the more followers we have, we're actually heading towards 1,000 followers, which really helps us out. So that's at Reality Alert Podcast. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun this season. Thank you for joining us, and I'm sure we will see you real soon. Bye. Bye. It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
What the fuck?